Welcome to Rise with Certainty, the go-to podcast for ambitious business owners and entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jessica Marie Massion, your trusted business development strategist. Whether you're steering a startup or managing a multi-million dollar enterprise, I'm here to empower you with actionable strategies that transform your vision into a profitable reality. Get ready to deep dive into the depths of business growth and innovation. Now, this isn't just another ordinary podcast. It's a dynamic journey where we'll uncover the secrets to success together. Buckle up, because we're about to get real and you're about to gain the insights and tools you need to rise with certainty. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Oh my gosh, I am loving the new vibe of these podcasts, and I've been loving hearing how much they're helping you in your business, with your marketing, with your strategies. It's so awesome hearing how well they're landing. So firstly, thanks for being here. And secondly, I am so proud of you for doing everything that you're doing, for listening to this, for being so open-minded, for taking the initiative to grow your business every single day. That's massive. Especially, you know what? This is a shout out to all the mamas out there that are doing this and raising babies. Wow. Go you. Seriously, you need a congratulations. I don't know if you tell yourself enough. So I'm really excited to start giving some more value so that you can grow your business no matter where you are, because I know that everyone is in a position that are really wanting to expand, which is really awesome. So I generally work with really large companies and really large business and organizations and help them scale and build profit year on year. However, what I've learned from my experience these last few years is working with a lot of other service-based businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs, coaches, small business owners, and helping them scale and build their brands online. The great thing is that I have heaps of experience that I get to teach you so that you don't have to learn the hard way, right? So that you get to learn these tips as you go to help you improve your business strategy, to help you improve with the details and the things that you probably think are really hard. And there's so much different information out there everywhere that you're like, I don't even know what's right for me and my business. Well, lucky you found me. I'm here to help you scale your business. And more than just scale, create a business and a brand that has authority in the market, that people trust, that people feel called to, right? That's everything. Because when you build a brand that people trust and know you for, that is where you gain success over the years. Like, if nothing else, you could be the, like, not the worst, but you could be really average. But if you've got a great product and people trust you and you have authority in the market, it's going to do so well. It's what I've seen. There are quite a few leaders in the industry right now which are doing really well. And the reason that they've done well is because they are great at what they do and they've built authority in that subject. So it's learning to stay in your genius. Find what you're great at. That's the first step. Find what you're absolutely great at and figure out how to make that stand out. Figure out how to build yourself as an authority on that. And that's the golden mine. Once you've got that, you're basically set. Then it's just maintenance. So the hard hurdle in business is the first one, when you're just starting up. The second one, when you're a couple of years in and you've tried a lot of what doesn't work and now it's time to figure out what does work and in a new way. And the third is when you've scaled and made the big money and now it's about the organization and team management and profit analysis to continue scaling, because that's the goal. Profit on profit on profit every year round. Thank you very much. Tick, tick, tick. You want to see double-digit percentage growth, guys. That's the goal. That is like, oof, hits the good spot. And it's okay if it's negative growth, because there are always down spots, and the down spots in business actually allow us to provide the strategy. They allow us to provide so much more growth, and it's almost easier to grow the negatives, right? So that you can find what's not working and fix it, which makes you go into a positive. That was a lot of data talk. I'm such a nerd. I love that I get to be a nerd online now, and you guys actually love it. It's so good. Guys, I have to tell you, I resisted this for so long because I didn't think people needed it. This is stuff that has come so naturally to me. I am so great at it. I'm great at business analysis, of number analysis, of strategy analysis, of strategizing for other brands. I can think of ideas for other brands like this. I can think of 10 downloads for you if we have a single strategy session, which I do, by the way. I should say that. So what I'm going to go over in this episode is a few tips if you're either just starting out or if you're in that next, if you've been in business for a couple of years and you're ready to upgrade your Instagram page, right? Your presence online. So I do strategy sessions for this specifically. If you're wanting one-on-one advice and a little audit based on your market, based on your brand, and whether your Instagram page, whether your social media presence reflects what you want it to, and whether it's going to be productive in sales. So if you are interested in that, send me a message on Instagram and we can arrange a time so that I can audit your personal or business page, right? Impactful, very important. And regardless, to get you started, I'm going to give you the tips. So let's start with number one. This is so simple, right? So simple and so important. Your Instagram page, your social media presence, I'm going to speak primarily to Instagram and you guys can, you know, map it across to other social media platforms should you be using them. It's your first impression. You know, if you go to an event, a networking event, or maybe a party with people that you don't know, your first impression matters. The first impression is how people are going to remember you. I always sure to wear the best outfit, the best shoes. My makeup is perfect. My hair is perfect on every first impression, right? Think about a time that you've met me. Unless you've caught me off guard in like a cafe in Peru, I'm looking pretty perfect if it's an event. And that's intentional because it's my first impression. Then you can come to my Instagram page and see me at the beach. Or you can hang out with me and I'll just be in my bathers and no makeup and nothing in my hair. But the first impression matters. So what is your profile picture? Is it inviting? Is it like if it's really far away and you can't even see yourself, no one's even going to be able to connect with you. One of my clients, I think her back was turned and it was showing the back of her head. I was like, what is that? Nobody's going to be drawn to you from that photo. Or photos that are really old, like from when you're 15, being silly, making funny faces, and then you have a serious business or a successful business that you want to promote, people aren't going to take you seriously. It makes a difference, whether consciously or unconsciously, it makes a massive difference. So if you need help choosing a profile picture, send it to me. I'm so happy to give you some feedback on it because it matters so much. You want it to be inviting. You want to build authority in it. You want to show your energy. You want to show your true self. None of this edited AI photos, okay? People want to know you. The world is still real. People really want to see what you look like. Update it. That's number one. And ask for feedback because what you think looks good might not actually look good. I'm just going to say because you're seeing it from your perspective. You got to have a look at it from your brand's perspective, from the business that you're building. Okay, number two is your Instagram name. Something that a lot of people do that because most of you are experts in whatever your field is, right? You're really great at what you do and you maybe have qualifications and you maybe have shortened variations of those qualifications. Nobody knows what your qualification is unless they've done it. Nobody really cares what you studied in university or whether you've got your master's degree or not. They care about who you are and how great you are. And that's what's going to sell them. No one cares about your studies, what letters are on your certificates, except for the people that, you know, are in your field and in your circle, but they're not your target customer, are they? So speak to the customer. If you are a personal trainer, this is a terrible example because I don't actually currently work with any personal trainers, so I don't know what any bigger terms are, but you would just write personal trainer or something like that rather than a higher end confusing version of that. I've chosen the worst example ever. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're a naturopath, right? Holistic health practitioner, naturopath, something super simple so that people who are searching for you can find you. And that's actually what your name is for. It's so that people know who you are and they know how to find someone that's doing what they want to do. They will search it in the search bar and you will pop up because you've got a very specific name. They're not going to be searching up OHS consultant. I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's less about what you want to write and more about what is your customer looking for? And that's what you put it as. The third one is your Instagram bio. I cannot tell you enough how important your Instagram bio is. You want to be using the keywords. And so I go over the keywords for your brand deeper in my, when you work with me one-on-one and we strategize for your specific brand, because it's going to be different for everyone, right? It's about finding the keywords that work for your target audience, your target ideal client, and using those keywords and showing them the value that they're going to get from working with you, showing them the results that you give, and in 150 characters. Got that? That's all you get, Instagram says. So in 150 characters or less, you want to be using the keywords, you want to be showing the results, you want to be placing yourself in a place of authority that shows that you're an expert in the industry, that shows that you're an expert at what you do. And this little shopfront gets updated, which is your first impression. That's the first thing that people see when they open any Instagram page, any business page. It's the first thing that you see. So if you're a in-person local business, you want to put your location in there so that people can find you really quickly. You want to be making it really obvious for people to come find you, for people to know who you are and what you're about. That's the strategy. That's the key. It's first impressions. Think of it like that. What does your first impression want to be? I get to go so much deeper when I get to work with you and your brand and you send me what you want and I review what it is and we fix it all up so that it all aligns and gets you the outcome that you want. And in the meantime, I'm sure you've just had a look at your Instagram page and seen some updates that you could possibly make to make it a little bit better, to make it a little bit more upscale, to attract more of an ideal client or customer than you currently are. Right, there is always room to be upgraded, and this is the marketing version of it. 1% of what I get to do in my world, and I love it. This is the very first thing that I do with my clients. Basically, if this isn't it, there's almost no point in building the rest. There's no point in organizing content that's going to convert to sales or followers, because people aren't going to trust you. They're going to see an amazing video. Imagine a reel goes viral. They're going to come to your profile and go, oh, who's that? I didn't even know what she's about. And then just leave. You want people to stay. It's about customer retention. This is the long game. This is, how do I get people to trust me in the long term? How do I get people to stay in my field and continue being customers forever? You want lifelong customers. You want people that are loyal. The brands that I am loyal to, I will be loyal to until they shut down. I promise you. Because they've built the trust in me. They've built that consumer relationship, which makes me trust them. They know when to put in offers, like everything strategic, guys. And so once you get this part in, then it's about building offers specific to you. And I don't mean building out your funnel. We can do that. However, if you're coming to me, I'm assuming that you already have your funnel and your offers sorted out. It's about creating profit-led offers that are going to boost sales in your business, that are going to boost customer income and probably, hopefully, get new customers into your world, so that you can scale visibility as well as profit. Because the more you're visible, the more sales you're going to make and the more people you reach. The more people you'll help, the more people you will impact. Well, the more people will just buy your product, which is really cool. This is where the scalability starts to come in. You start to go, what will people look at my page and think in 5 years' time? How many things will I sell to customers that just come and have a look at my page? And this is going to have you standing out against the masses big time, because I can promise you there are still so many brands that have really basic ass Instagram pages that they could have the most amazing product, the amazing business. If your Instagram page doesn't show it, they're out. They're going to go somebody that looks more flashy. They really are. It's important. It's about making sure your page looks cohesive on brand, making sure everything is in alignment with your whole entire vision, which is why we work with a holistic look on your business. I'm not just going to teach branding. I'm not just teaching marketing. I'm not just teaching the back end of your business. It's everything. Making sure everything is in alignment so that it all works cohesively together to build you the business that you are desiring. And you could have the largest business already and still have the incoherence in the background. It's about creating unity throughout all of it so that it all aligns and integrates well together. And it ends up working really well, like a well-oiled machine. Everyone works well together and you should have a really big team by then, in which case everybody is completely on board with how everything works. It's really cool when you get to that stage. That's when you get to take a step back and go, I have done it. I have created a business where I get to step away and it runs exactly the way that I want it to. That's an empire. That's how you know you've built the empire. When you can step away and know everything's happening for you. So that's really CEO. I hate when people call themselves CEOs when they don't even have a team or a business. You're just working in your business. That's cool. It's great. You're not a CEO yet. CEOs are at the top of the chain. And that's where you get to be. Once you've built the team underneath you, everyone does everything for you and all you have to do is approve it to be sent out. And that's a great place to be, right? Everything's done for you and you just get to go, yep, yep, or nah, redo that, or do it again. Oh yeah, that's perfect. Hopefully you do get to the stage where everything's in alignment with what you want as your brand, right? That's ideal. And you do get to get there. It's possible. It's so real. And it does take time and it takes a lot of strategy and a lot of organization. The organization is key, guys. It is everything. The organization, the back end of your business, will allow everything else to scale around it. If you have no organization, your business is going to flop. Like flop, like a thong on the floor on the sandy day. And you're going to get sand up your ass. How's that an analogy? Because you want to make sure everyone's on the same page as you. Everything that I do, and I say this to every single one of my clients, it's about making the business sustainable for you in the long term. It's about making sure that you have implemented steps that are going to be scalable so that you don't have to redo everything. It's about acting as if you are the business that you want in the future now, today, creating it so that it does get to be that. And that is everything. And so I hope the tips that I've given you in this podcast episode are enough to give you a couple steps forward, right? Start looking at it in this different way. Impact those tips, get those tips done that I told you about your Instagram page and send me a before and after. I would love to see it. I would love to see how you've used this and put it into practice because I love celebrating your wins. It's one of my favorite things. My clients, it's so funny. They'll go, I can tell when you're excited for me. I'm like, just over messages, without even any like voice messages yet. They're like, I can so tell that you're excited. I'm like, I am excited. I love celebrating my client wins. It's as big a win as my own. We're in it together. Even you and I, even if you're just listening to this podcast and we've never spoken before, I want to see it. I want to celebrate with you. It's the best part of my job when I get to see the up levels in all of you, in every single one of you, in all my clients' businesses. When I see the up leveled content, when I see the certainty, when I see the person coming into standing in power and the business starting to work more effectively behind the scenes, it is like Christmas in my world. It's the best. The best feeling. So yay. I love that I got to share those with you and I really hope they help. I really hope they help you. And I know that they will if you choose to implement them. And if you have any questions, my DMs are open all the time, 24 hours a day. I will not answer 24 hours a day, but they're open and I will message you and give you the feedback because you don't have to do it alone. You just have to ask for help. Right. So thanks so much for listening. If you found this helpful and you love this episode, I would love for you to share it to your stories, share it to a friend, and leave a 5-star rating because the more that you share and recommend this podcast, the more people it reaches, and then the more people we get to help. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fabulous day or night, wherever time it is in the world, wherever you are. And I can't wait to chat with you on the next episode. Okay, bye for now.